We live in times of transformation. I hear many people around me talk about things going on in the world, things changing, things they are appalled about, things that worry them, the state of our earth, affairs going on in politics, concerns about climate change, and plastic in the seas. Professional astrologists point out that our planet at this point in time and human evolution is undergoing difficulties and that we are to expect quite some transformative experiences in the weeks to come. Especially March, I learned, will hold some surprising moments, and halfway April, apparently, the uproar will cool down somewhat. Yet even though these are uncertain times, I can also feel the buzz of what's going on. Maybe it's about time to accept that a whole lot of structures and systems humanity has developed over the last 200 years need to be re-examined for efficiency and integrity. In my teenage days in the 70s, I remember thinking there must be something wrong with me, for nobody seemed to be bothered too much with the poverty, dictators, extortion and abuse going on in the world, even when we saw a lot of it happening on the television news while we were sipping our after-dinner coffees. People who were living prosperous lives did so without much shame, and it was all about the money. Well-being was measured in money. Who you were, what you meant to the world, was measured in money. For a long time, it was a revered truth. So maybe it's about time that in the second decade of the 21st century, it is beginning to dawn upon humanity that happiness stems from something much more valuable than economic welfare. That's why the atrocities of our lifestyle are now out in the open, exposed for what they are. Scandals are being unveiled, sneaky politics are made visible, criminals in so-called successful places are exposed. In that sense, I really like these times of change and uncertainty, and actually feel it was high time for this to happen. Things need to change. The abnormality and utter decadency of human behavior on Earth needs to be acknowledged. We need to go through the tunnel, however, to see the light at the other end. In that process, people are divided, one group wanting to go through the tunnel, and one group wanting to stay where they are, one party convincing the other of seeing things wrong. A war, it seems, of all against all, dividing nations, communities, families, and relationships into parties thinking the opposite of what the other party thinks. Humanity is angry with each other for thinking differently. Yet thinking differently is just what we need in these times of change. To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.